From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The White House is now accepting nominations for the prestigious Presidential Citizens Medal. It's awarded to U.S. citizens who exemplify civic responsibility. The Presidential Citizens Medal recognizes individuals who have performed exemplary deeds or services for the country or fellow citizens. The only rules are that the nominees must be citizens of the United States and their services must have been performed outside their regular jobs. Who would you nominate? We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free 800-289-5869. Write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org. The Presidential Citizens Medal is the second highest civilian award in the United States, second only to the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It was established back in 1969, and once again, the only rules are that you have to be a citizen of the U.S., and the services you provide have to be performed outside your regular job, so it can't be your main paid work. You have to show citizenship qualities above and beyond your day job. So who would you nominate for the Presidential Citizens Medal? 206-543-5869 has to do with what you think makes a good citizen. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Who are some of the people who have been recognized for performing exemplary deeds or services for the country and citizens? Well, here's a few names you might recognize. Baseball player Hank Aaron, pediatrician Dr. Terry Basildon, William F. Buckley Jr., Charlton Heston are among those who've been listed. You might define citizenship differently. Maybe you've got another name that you'd like to add to that list. Last year, there were 12 winners from a pediatrician to a combat veteran to founders of charitable coalitions. So who would you nominate? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Let's start with Literary Lion Rick Simonson. He's the senior and lead book buyer at the Elliott Bay Book Company, a book enthusiast and organizer of numerous conspiracies to get us interested and involved in more great authors. Rick, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Ross.
So who would you nominate to be for the Presidential Citizens Medal?
Well, I thought of someone, of course, this is not with a whole lot of time to think about this, but it is someone who is an author, and by some of the definitions, I'm not sure it totally fits, except that in thinking of Isabel Wilkerson, who wrote a book called The Warmth of Other Suns, which did receive some honors of the kind that books receive when they're first published, but it's a book that I think has had and will have a lasting impact in terms of how people, it's a book about the black migration out of the South and the way it happened, but it's a way that really, it's a kind of a chronicle of how people are part of history in individual ways and in larger ways, and I know it is part of many family and larger conversations about people seeing how their families have moved and been moved, and it's a story that I think anyone reading. I know a writer who's Iranian and looking at her people's movement, Iranian Kurdish, and feels very moved and affected by this book too. So it's Isabel Wilkerson is also a professor at Emory, and she's considered a very good teacher. So there's many other aspects to this, but I think for a book that's been out a few years, this book is what the stories it tells will have quite a large impact.
Great. Tell me the name again.
Her name is Isabel Wilkerson.
Isabel Wilkerson.
She's a professor at Emory University.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick.
Okay, thanks, Ross.
What's your nomination? Karen wrote to us at our Facebook page, and I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce this, Dr. Knives Dolsack from the University of Washington. She was mentored by and is the co-author of two books with a late Nobel Prize winner, Eleanor Ostrom. She has unparalleled dedication to her students and more a common priority for many UW faculty members, and also the environment. So that's her nomination. Now, some, like Curtis, write to think this is just a waste of time, money, and thought to have a presidential medal for citizenship. But we don't agree necessarily. We think it's a good idea to think of models for citizenship, of models for what we all would like us to be more like. And that's why we're asking who you would nominate for the Presidential Citizens Medal. 206-543-5869. It has to be a citizen. It has to be someone who does a lot of their work outside of their paid job. It's not supposed to be something that you're necessarily paid to do. So it shows sort of duty above and beyond your vocation. And we're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. I sort of thought of civic engagement as someone who's involved not necessarily in government, but with the fabric which ties us together, which are our governments, either as an advocate on government issues or maybe working in a different area. But it also is just defined as people who do good deeds, kind of above and beyond what they're called to do. That can also be the definition of a good citizen that should receive the Presidential Citizens Medal. Nominate someone. Give us a call, 206-543-5869. Toll free, 800-289-5869. And you can also write to us, conversation@kuow.org. We've got Margaret on the line, and she's calling us today from Redmond. Margaret, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, who would you like to nominate?
He's a man from Seattle named Rex Holbein. And he has spent the last number of years, although he's an architect by training, reaching out to homeless people in Seattle in the most wonderful ways. He photographs them. He tells their stories in a way that I wish would be published in a book. He puts them on Facebook with their permission. And he has become a resource for these people. He links them up with services, with the most basic things they need. He walks under bridges. He finds these people, and he has become known in this community, and he's just done so many wonderful things.
Rex Holbein. Hey, Margaret, thanks for that suggestion.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
And you can go to the White House website and make your own nomination. Nick, friend of the show, Nick wrote to us to say, think locally. I don't know if these can be posthumous, but yes, they can, Nick. He would like to nominate Thomas Wales for his work on gun control, and it was guns that led to the still unsolved murder of Thomas Wales. And that nomination is for him. There's also a foundation in his name that works on a variety of issues. Let's bring into the conversation Seattle Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Commissioner Mac McGregor to see what his nomination is. Mac, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. So who would you nominate for the Presidential Citizens Medal?
Well, I'd like to nominate Sean Niddle. Sean is the founder of Social Outreach Seattle, which you can look at socialoutreachseattle.com. The organization aims to activate the LGBTQIA community while working to unite differences and unique strengths. Social Outreach Seattle uses social media, video production, photo messaging, editorial content to obliterate inequalities. It's a great organization. It's new, but had a big part in, working for marriage equality, which we got passed in our state. And on the 27th, we're going to be at the federal courthouse heading up standing there for equality, marriage equality nationwide. So, and we're doing more than marriage equality, too. Lots of issues. If you have an issue, you can write to us. I'm involved in the organization. It's just a really great grassroots organization.
Scott, and Scott Niddle's the guy who's the ringleader, huh?
Yes, he is. He founded it and got a bunch of like-minded people together who wanted to kind of break through the bureaucracy that happens a lot of times and just get stuff done. And raises money for a lot of good organizations that are out there helping queer youth. And it's a really great, fun organization. We do it with some fun events like drag shows and contest. And it brings the community together for good causes. It's awesome.
Mac, thanks for the suggestion. Mac McGregor, he's a commissioner with the Seattle Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Commission. Let's go to Kathy, who's listening to us today in Arlington. And Kathy's been thinking about who deserves the Presidential Citizens Medal. And Kathy, who have you come up with?
Catherine Heffron.
Tell us about Catherine.
She is one of the most giving people I've ever known. She taught at the First Place School for Homeless Children. She's taught immigrants how to drive. She's been a docent at the Seattle Art Museum for many years. And weekly, she helps people out that just come into her life. And she is just one of those people that you just can't say enough about. She's raised three wonderful sons that are all wonderful citizens. And she would really deserve this award.
Well, thank you for getting her name out to us, Catherine Heffron. Kathy, thanks a lot for your phone call. Let's go to Todd, who's up on Capitol Hill today. If you just tuned in, it's the second highest civilian medal that can be awarded. It's the Presidential Citizens Medal, and there's nominations open for it now. Although you may not have heard about it, it's been around since 1969, and we thought we would get you to think about who do you know in your life who deserves to be acknowledged by the Citizens Medal, and why would someone be acknowledged by this? Because they've performed exemplary deeds or services for the country, for their fellow citizens, not necessarily in their job, in their paid job, but outside their paid job. Well, the only qualification is that you have to be a U.S. citizen. Let's go to Todd, who's listening up on Capitol Hill, to find out his nomination. Todd, who is it?
Hey, I'd like to nominate a guy by the name of Will Nichols, and he was a sports soccer referee a few years back. And as part of refereeing around in different teams, he noticed that there were a lot of kids who couldn't afford all the equipment, especially lower-income school districts. And so there was a game where these kids didn't have socks. And part of the regulation is you needed socks to be able to play. And so he and his referee buddies pulled together and got some socks for these kids so that they could play. And, ever since that happened, they've been doing that sort of thing over and over, whether it was a kid who didn't have dental insurance, who lost a tooth during a game, and they chipped in and paid for that. And what it grew is from a passion into, he actually started a not-for-profit organization called Sports in Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they collected $75,000. And what they do is they give it back to school programs for things like busing to games, to assistant coaches, to a number of different things, and they're really making a huge difference.
Will Nichols.
Will Nichols, Sports in Schools.
Hey, thanks a lot, Todd. Let's get the next nomination from Karen, who's listening to us today in the Maple Leaf neighborhood. You know, you can call the show, and you can also go to the website at the president's office to make your own nomination. Karen in Maple Leaf, thank you so much for taking the time and to think about this and tell us who you would nominate. Who is it?
Hi, thank you for having me, Ross. I would really love to see this medal go to Jose Antonio Vargas. He is really, in my opinion, the leader of the current progressive immigration reform movement. He's a journalist and multimedia storyteller who goes all over the country helping people to understand immigration better and understand that immigrants are part of our community and that we have a strong history with immigration and welcoming people to our country. And I think he really embodies the philosophy of citizenship that we try to promote in our country.
Is he the guy who was a prominent journalist and then kind of came out and said, I'm not a citizen?
That is exactly who
right,
he is.
Right, right.
He is in Seattle this weekend for Citizen University, which is a conference that One America is putting on, talking about the idea of citizenship. And I think, getting this medal and maybe getting his citizenship at the same time would be the perfect thing for him, and I would be so proud if that happened.
Well, it does say you have to be a citizen, but I suppose if he got sworn in as a citizen a moment before he got the medal, he would qualify.
Right. Well, I think he's very deserving. He really epitomizes what we want our future citizens to be.
Hey, Karen, thanks a lot for your phone call. For our last nomination today on the air, let's go to Cynthia, who's with us today, and she's calling us from Finney Ridge. We're talking about the Presidential Citizens Medal, awarded to those who have performed exemplary deeds for their citizens, for their government. And who would you nominate, Cynthia?
I would nominate the entire team of the Seattle Animal Shelter because they are, I think there's about 500 different folks that have taken their time to work with the animals, raise money to help the animal fund at the Seattle Animal Shelter, and to find homes and help people find their lost animals, find homes for animals that are homeless.
How did you learn about the Seattle Animal Volunteers, Cynthia?
You can go on their website, and I have been a volunteer for about 12 years. So I'll take myself out of that. But,
okay.
The rest of them. There are about 500 more.
Cynthia, thanks a lot for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Once again, check out the Office of the President's website, and you can make your own nomination to the Presidential Citizens Medal, or you can join those who've gone to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation, and sign up for it. Or you can also shoot us a tweet where our handle is KUOW Convo. That's KUOW CONVO.